we're holding in the middle of the sugya of balance, sugya b'toich sugya, balance in the b'toich sugya of chesed. We saw last week, although Avada states chesed is one of the amudei olam, but the ma'aseh mitzad sheni chesed, like we saw in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you get caught in the extremity of chesed, and you only have midas chesed, and you're meshuvah to midas chesed, there's tremendous amount of harm and destruction that could come out of that midas chesed. And we saw that when you want to touch up, and you want to understand better the ruah midas chesed, the chefsa of midas chesed, the hainu, the midas are mushush in a person, the netiyas, their inclinations that are in a mensch. You access them, but the netiyas are in a mensch. The midas of chesed, b'tarosoy, b'cheftz is something that is anti-cheshbon. It's a hafkof from cheshbon. The words deservant, the words zeroy, the words there's rules, there's a time, there's a place for everything. It doesn't, the whole cheftz of chesed is not like that. Chesed and rachamim. We're talking about midas chesed, midas rachamim. Maybe the lechadi, the difference between midas chesed and rachamim. The kosher with each other, but the chesed is that the mechassid wants to give. He wants to give to somebody else. It starts from what he has to give, and he just wants to give it. He doesn't want to keep it for himself and give it to Yenim. And rachamim starts lehafuch. It starts feeling what Yenim is missing. It starts that you feel Yenim is missing. Yenim is in pain. Yen is chaser, and I can't be soivel. Yen is in pain that forces me to help him. But b'shneim, the idea is that you go out of your atzmius, you go out of your selfishness, and you're giving, you're helping Yen. Yen, either being kind or you're being compassionate. It's midas ches, midas rachim. Both of them, the chefts of the midah is, it doesn't know anything about cheshvin. It's nizoin, it's nourished from the fact that I just want to give and I want to be compassionate. The Morim Brachas Daf Zayin says that the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gala B'Shas Kei Te'egon V'Chanoisi Es Asher Ochoin V'Yichamti Es Asher Rachim Es Asher Ochoin Af Al Pish Einoi Hogun Es Asher Rachim Af Al Pish Einoi Roy Before Shema Mish Nis Nekud The idea of Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is something not Roy, not Hogun, not what shouldn't be. It's not Mavchim. It's not being a cheshbon because that's not the yisod of midas chesed and midas rachamim. The chesed rachamim is b'li din and b'li cheshbon. So we shtel devek last week. This is exactly the reason why it's so dangerous, why midas chesed is so dangerous, and the different chesroinis that can come out of midas chesed are so great. Specifically, we marach last week about the difficulty, the chesron that comes out from chesed and rachamim, that many times a person loses boundaries. He loses boundaries. Tahainu, we saw two wayfanim betoichazen. Aleph, the machaset starts to give and starts to merachim on the other person in a way that's unhealthy for him, in a way that he feels he's taken advantage of. That's a musik of what's considered taking advantage is very subjective to each person. But the ma'isla, for your koichazen nefesh, you feel being taken advantage of and you continue to give. Why do you continue to give? Because that's exactly what giving is. Why are you continuing to be rachamim? Because you're not in control of yourself. You are taken over by your midas rachamim, which is not mavchim. What do you mean? It's not fear. He's taking advantage. That's the ganze word of midas chesed rachamim. It doesn't have the words any hogin, any roy, and it's not matim. There's no mokum for it. Secondly, many times a person gives in a way that, again, he loses, takes over his time. That out of that ladder back boundary, he doesn't have time to take care of himself, and he doesn't have time to take care of his family. He doesn't have time to give to those he needs. It's a oifen klali that you give without being able to bet and say no. You start giving and you start being merachim, and oifen you can't say no. So what we saw is that the shleimus of the midas chesed is it has to be balanced, like we're talking the whole entire zman. Chesed needs to be balanced, and chesed is not balanced out with another midah, it ends up taking you over. What does the balance mean? Balance, we saw, means, like we touched up the whole Zman, it doesn't mean to simmer the chesed. It doesn't mean, okay, lower down chesed. No, that's not, you need chesed. You need chesed in sharfkeit. You need that netiya and that impulse in you that wants to give and be compassionate. The Torah says you have to develop another midah, another koyach. Atzir is many times two different hands. There's one hand that's chesed. And there's another hand that's holding on to midas adin, midas atzedek, justice, midas emes. Midas adin, everything is a cheshbin. Everything has to be cheshbin out. What's supposed to be, there's rules. There are rules. If the world runs just by chesed, you run yourself out of koiches, you run your family out of koiches, you're undergiving it unhealthy. You have to develop another koyach, another yad, another value, and that is that it must be seder. And only if I synchronize the midas chesed with that koyach midas adin or seder tzedek, only if I do that, rotaka, I'll be able to give in the proper way and balance it out with that. So Netzir, I think we said this last week, Netzir, if a person who is working on also midas seder, midas chesed, together midas adin and midas chesed, he realizes that he needs a certain amount of time for himself or for his family. Let's give a pasha, a good marshal for younger light. He realizes he needs time. He needs 45 minutes a night of supper, free time with his wife. He needs to spend time with his kids. Allotted time. Nothing else. This is what I have. This is a mensch who's always taking a lot of chesed. He helps a lot of people. It doesn't make a difference. This is what I need to do. This is the right thing to do. So midas adin tells him, midas adin, midas agvura, that this time is my time. This time is my wife's time. It's my kids' time. No matter what, v'hima, I have to be shomer on this time. Nothing can stop this time. There's a time that's kulei cheshbon. And v'meila, be'etzem, when he's boing the midas adin, there's no limitations in that time. If you come and you say, your wife says, do we have 45 minutes? You say, I'm not sure, but what? No, that's not midas adin. Midas adin doesn't know any exceptions. And here comes the complication. And many times, right when you start developing the midas, that midas adin, that seder, then all of a sudden you get caught into the box, you get caught into the square. You come person, that's 45 minutes, nothing else exists. You won't see anybody. It could be somebody dying on the street, and someone says, no. You say, what do you mean? This is my time for my wife. You're dying on the street, you're dying for my wife. And that's the balance that we're talking about the whole Zman, yeah. And Chanan, when you strengthen one thing, you have to work on another thing. But the Nekuda, the litmus test, we always say is that the other midah, each midah should talk to you, should always talk to you. When one of the midahs stop talking to you, then it's a problem. When you're able, when you're given to a chesed, even if it's the biggest chesed in the world, if you don't even think about the fact you have a kfiyas with your wife and your kid, then something's wrong. Then you're missing in the midas adin and midas zeder. Another way around, if when you're working on midas adin, the seder, the tzedek, a chesed, a machayev of chesed, a ma'ir of chesed doesn't talk to you, also something is wrong. This is Batsim a Sikuma we came up last week. I want to be Mamshik tonight. But the second scenario, the second situation, Batsim, the second Sar Chisorn that we spoke out last week that there is in the Midas Chesed. We just spoke about now is the lack of Gvulois in Chesed, in nourishing yourself, giving time to yourself and those who are part of yourself, your family. Another Nakuda in Midas Chesed, what comes out from the imbalance of chesed is that very often midas chesed, you can totally contort the emes. You can cause a person to be mevater, to succumb, to give up on basic values of emes that are part of his life. We saw this last week a little bit. I want to be mefired a little bit more. Dainu, many times you'll have a person, this person with a tzir that's farther from away from you, it's about the other person. You'll be with other people, you have around other people, your friends, could be your family, could be a Talmud, a wife and a kids, a father, a brother, and a sister. You'll be together with a person, and the other person will be doing something that's very wrong. Something very wrong. You know 100% they're doing something wrong. But here comes Midas HaRachamim, is a little bit more poiled than Midas HaChesed. Midas HaRachamim, if you might make a Midas HaRachamim, when a person has midas harachamim, again, it's totally b'li cheshbon, it's the total sensitivity to another person's plight, another person's discomfort, another person's feeling of tzar. Someone who has a midas harachamim, Chal Yisrael's rachmonim, someone has midas harachamim, which is like the Ibishter, so he can't bear to think, even think about the discomfort, putting another person into a situation of discomfort. So here you have a good friend of yours who is looking at things you know he shouldn't be looking at. You have a good friend of yours who's wasting his man. You have a good friend of yours who's mistreating his wife. And you know, and you see all about this. Are you going to say something? You're not going to say something. So you know good and well, you should say something. But the problem is, Midas HaRachamim doesn't let you say anything. Because Midas HaRachamim says, you can't even begin the thought of pointing out a complication. That means you're confronting him. You're putting him in a situation where it's a very difficult situation for him. It's not only for a friend, this is for a wife and a kid. It's for a Rebbe with a Talmud. How many times in Chinuch, how many times do we find weak people? Or were they weak from? They're weak from the Chesed. They're not terrible people. They're nice, kind people. Sometimes the most nicest and kindest people that we know. And Dafka, because the nicest and the kindest people that they know, they can't stand and put their foot down on a truth and a principle that they know is true. The toivas acherim. Nemela, they stand by and they let it go and they don't have the ability to really say what they said. And if it's your kids and your wife, you're going to be asleep and it's a din. And if it's your friend, it depends what the situation is also, but forget about the din on you. What about Yenim? The best thing in this world for Yenim would be Batsam, you would point out to him what's going on, but you can't. Because you're taken over. You're swallowing, you're drowned in the midas of compassion. The midas of kindness. Kindness and rachamim just say everything has to be nice, everything has to be good. To take a person to task, to take him to din. Let's take it a step closer to home. Besides the seer we just said, which again I may give a few examples of many. Besides the inability to be to tell another person they're doing wrong, many times Midas HaChesed causes you yourself to mevater on your own values because we're constantly in the proximity of other people. And many times even for you to be oimid al-shalcha will cause the other person discomfort. You're sitting, a classic example, you're sitting in a group of people and there's lashon hara around. Are you going to be the one a little bit to stay? I forget about giving yenet al-chacha, that's hard enough. Were you the one to get me a little bit too long like this? Make it like, you know, yeah, all of a sudden. Right. You're going to do that, but you're Be'etzim causing the person to feel like you think he's talking Lashon Hara. Somebody who's a Rachamim, that itself is a very hard thing. I know. It's a very hard thing to do. People are looking, technology, people are looking at something, different things, and you know that's not what you should be looking at. And everyone does this. Are you going to stand up for yourself? Stand up yourself. How many times did the stand on the halacha, will it cause other people difficulty? You go to your sister, America, whatever it is, for a suda, and they're not being medactic exactly in Hilchos Shabbos. They're not being medactic in something. Are you going to be oymid al shecha? Forget about them. Any rachamim. Will be a tremendous nisayon for him, pasha to be oymid on what the emes of God is. This is not only an issue of in adam l'makom. It's also an issue in any values in life. The same rachmonis, the difficulty to stand on what you should be doing, causes people to give up on basic values of life, like separation between man and lady, which is the protection of marriage. Sometimes even you and your wife. How many times of a person? Have to really be sharp and a little bit. Forget about telling the person love you. You acting not courteous, acting not forthcoming to another person. You have to do that, which will cause the other person uncomfort. And many people have not been able to do that. Kind, nice people. And they put their own marriages in tremendous risk. And they felt. Because of an inability of a person, because of rachmanis, because of midas of compassion, of midas. And not be able to push it stand on something, they know that there's a basic theory. So, Teretz is, Midas HaChesed has to be balanced. Midas HaChesed has to be balanced. If Midas HaChesed is not balanced, it's a destructive Mida, just like other Midas of Kas, Vuru, which means the Kas. Midas HaChesed could be one of the most contorted Midas that there is in the world. It can make the person so weak that he doesn't have the ability to say no to anything. Everything just has to be kind and compassionate and nice and everything is good and everyone's good and as long as we just want to be good, it's good. No, it's not true. Many people, when they're just going with their good feelings, it's taking them away far from the emes. It's taken away from where they want to be. They're giving into the weaknesses of their midas, and it's not just about being good. There has to be endless. You can't get more balance. So what do we have to balance this? There is, we have to balance it with midas hagvur. Midas tzmein, the midas adin that we spoke about. This, particularly this sugya, of being able to not be mevater on an akud of emes, to stand against the tide of midas emes, midas chesed. You have to be memazig it with midas hagvur. In this form they call the mizug, a mizug of chesed and gvur. Mizug is like we're talking about the whole zman. Mizug is diluting. There's wine, the wine's there, but you also put in water. It's a different thing. The water is the water there, and there's the wine. You have to put two separate things. You have to balance it. Chesed is moyridik. You should have that feeling of chesed. You should have the feeling of rachmanis. You should have the urge to be compassionate on every single person in the world. But it can't take over with you. It can't take you over. You have to build together with that something called gvur. And that's what I want to talk about. That. What's gvur? And here we're going to see chedushim. I'm a little bit, I don't know, maybe close the tape recorders. It's not so, our generation doesn't like talking about these things. We don't like talking about gvura. But lemaisa, that's one of the big problems of our generation. We'll see Torah, Yivilimud, and Tzrichim, that you need to work on gvura. And gvura is a midah hofchis to midah saches and midah sarachim. Gvura, first, ogetajt, so gvura is the strength to stand for the emes. The strength to stand for the emes and ignore and disassociate with anything that's going to get in the way of the emes. If I know something is emes, the gvura says, I'm going to scourge up the strength to stand by that emes. I don't care what else is going on in the world. Even if not nice things are going to happen, even if uncomfortable things that don't stem with the words gentle and kind and compassionate, aber this has to happen, and the world could jump, and the whole world could turn over, and nothing's going to change. That's what gvura is. Gvura actually is mechayev a person to be harsh. And it's mechayev a person, believe it or not, to be achzori. And this is the word that I know that people are going to start getting. Achzori is a midah, it's a midah. Interesting, there are places that says, but yeah, from the mingling, yeah, you have to be achzori. You have to learn how to be achzori. You have to explain what that means. Achzori is necessary in order to have gvura, and it's necessary to be a, believe it or not, a balanced person. And in order to balance out chesed, you need to be able to be mefateach the midas hagvura. It's in the Forsha Goyim. They say for Kol Yol, Likud Kutim from the Goyim. It's a very famous part from the Goyim. The chilek of it, he's talking about to the pasuk by Kedus Yitzchak. Ki ato yadati ki yor lekim oto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now after the Keser Nisyonis, the Kedah Sitzok, now all of a sudden I know Kiyor Lekimoto. What was this Chadash now? So the Goyin, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the Goyin brings, as Akdoma to this, that the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about Shiluach HaKein, and some people think Shiluach HaKein doesn't stim with Rachmanos, and someone says, Al Kan Tzipor Yagiru Rachamecha, the Gemara says, Gemara Brocha says, it's a very bad thing to say, Meshaskin Oysoi, Sha'oysa Midoysev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim, this person thinks that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas are only rachamim. It's all about rachamim. Zeiros is miloshim geizer. Cuts out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only about rachamim, learn to goyim. He's about zeiros also. Zok to goyim. We find two mitzvahs in the Torah that you get a richas yamim from. Kibud ve'ein and shiluach hakein. The goyim later touches up. I mean, he's beer, but that's why he touches up. That Arichas Yomim is a certain Shleimus. It's a mitzvah that represents Shleimus. That's why you have Arichas Yomim, you live a full life. It's a Shleimus. Zok to going, these two midas, one is a total midah of compassion. Rachmim, as they touched up, Kibbut of Aim. He points out the Yimuchuyah to Kibbut of Aim, even on older parents, when they're Rachmanus cases, when they can't take care of themselves. So you need a tremendous amount of Rachmanus for Kibbut of Aim. Mitzad Shein, he says, Shiluch HaKein is a midah of Achzorius. Shiluch HaKein, you need to be in a certain way achzer to the mother of the children, and that's what Hashem wants to. Listen to the Gloshon of the Goyim. Shebechol HaTorah Lo'inei Marim Erichas Yomim Kiyim B'Shnei Mitzvos Halalu Kibudei Meshilokei V'fi She'ein HaShleimus Nika Ba'odam Ela K'sheyesh Shnei Midas Hofchias. We're talking about the whole Zman. Shleimus is always with the balance two extreme Midas. K'goin Midas Rachmanos V'Achzorius. Those are the two Midas of Hofchias. V'chei nosen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael mitzvah shel rachmanus, kibud aveim,
V'shuv nos la mitzvah shesichum es nahag behen ksas b'achzorius. So he says ksas b'achzorius. You see that full achzorius can hear is not a midas a yid. Ksas b'achzorius. Dainu mitzvah shiluach hakei. And he says this is the shleimus. Later on he says Avraham Avinu, who's a shpitz chesed, right? You want to know where's the shulchan aruch of chesed in the Torah? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was not complete until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nas menasim. Does he have a shaychus to midas achzorius? Because maybe he was meshubid. It's a tiny bit different than the goyim, but come on, this is what he says. Maybe he was meshubid to midas chesed. Maybe he was needed to only be able to do chesed. The balance of chesed, which is achzorius, maybe Avraham Avinu didn't have a shaychus to. Akedas Yitzchak required an engaging, a muscle, exercising, flexing the muscle of achzorius. He had to flex the muscle of achzorius. And that's when he came to a full shleimus. What is achzorius? Let's explain a little bit. Achzorius sounds like, what is achzorius? Achzorius, just very bekitzer, the lashon of achzorius is achzor. Achzor. It means acting strange. Acting like a stranger. It is exactly the opposite of midas rachmonis. If you're mind making midas rachmonis, what rachmonis is the extreme sensitivity, extreme awareness to the first starting goal for people around you, to the feelings of people around you. You're so connected to the feelings of the person around you that you can't begin to even think and ever have a minute to hurt another person. That's what Rachmanis is. That's a great midah, but the problem is that could contort the world. When Shaul didn't kill Agag, so Yotze Baskon, he says, Al Tia Tzadik Arvi. What does that mean? That means if you don't have the ability to dissociate from people's feelings, you're going to be stuck in Meshubid to succumb to every person's feelings. I'm going to be the biggest Russian in the world, Hitler Yimach Shemo, if you'd be in front of you. If you wouldn't have the ability to be Achzor, you wouldn't be able to kill him. You wouldn't be able to kill him. But you wouldn't be able to kill him. You wouldn't be Shaykh. So what's the emes there? Over there, that's a perfect seer where Rachmanis contorts the world. It can destroy the world. Rachmanis and Chesed can destroy the world. That same Rachmanis destroys the world as when your little kid is begging you to have Rachmanis on him when he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. It's the same exact thing. The same exact inability to stand up and kill Hitler is the inability to tell a person, put your foot down and say no. It's an ability sometimes when you see a friend or somebody, you have to have a harshness. Where does that come from? Achzor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koyach in the human being that he could dissociate, he could be misnatic. He can make himself feel estrange himself, it's called estrange himself. Make himself strange from all the feelings around him. Uproot himself. I'm not right now connected. I'm not. It's not achzorius l'shem achzorius. That's maybe by the goyim. They want to be cruel because I'm only about me and I'm nothing about anyone else. It's achzorius to come to the MS. Sometimes you need achzorius. You need to uproot yourself from what's going on around you. You know, to be able to come to the MS and be able to stand on the MS and not succumb, not capitulate to the weakness of feelings that are around you. And here we're going to come to a Moridik Azach, and this is Ashlama Purin Chayiv that we did a month ago. Here we're going to find that the same sugi, and this is what we need for our sugi of balance and chesed, not to mevater on principles. We're going to find that the same sugi of gvura, not to succumb to your surroundings and mevater on your principles in order not to hurt other people, is going to be ashlama to the sugi of gvura we spoke about. We spoke about balance between yourself, your needs, and benodam lamoka. In the vadam, we spent 2 or 3 vadam about a person extending himself, a person pushing himself beyond his betzim, usual needs, beyond his comfort zone. The midah of gvura and the balance of gvura and against chesed and being a rachman and a chesed is 100% mitzarif to the sugi. It's the same sugi. Let me bring it out. Maridik Gemara. Again, I preface before I say this Gemara. It's Gemara. That word. Every notion is a controversial Gemara. Torah is emes. Other people make this Gemara controversial. And there are many people have taken out of this Gemara things that shouldn't have to taken out of this Gemara. This Gemara needs a Talmud Chochem. You have to learn it with this Gemara with Talmud Chochem. It's a very scary Gemara. But we want to learn it. It's emes. Every piece of Torah is emes, and we think Dafke in our sugi we could come to the emes in this Gemara a little bit. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Chav Bei, says, it's talking about a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Pasuk said, "Kvutzoysev taltalim shchayir is chayir." So Rava says, "I'm already making a statement." Rava says, "You know what it's talking about? The pasuk is talking about b'shvach. It's giving it praising. What does it mean, Shchoyres Kairiv? B'mi Shemesim Atzmai Achzori Albana V'albnei Beisoy Kairiv.
Where is the Gemara?
The Gemara says that the Pasuk is being Meshabeach, a person who acts cruel with cruelty to his children and his Meboise, it sounds like his wife, Kairiv. The Mepharshim explained that Oiriv ignores his children's, his kids, his birds, the little kids, birds, chicklets, whatever, birds, their calls for food. He ignores them. Other birds tend to the kids, they ignore them. And the Gemara is Meshabech, somebody who's cruel to his parents, to his kids, I'm sorry. Zok to Gemara, Kihodor of Ava Bar Masna, Havikoz al Bei Rav, he was going to the base magic at Seder time. I'm like the Bissa, Yunuki did Chamay Avalu, what am I going to do? The kids have nothing to eat. What am I going to do? You're going, you're running to Yeshiva. The kids have nothing to eat. Amalu, listen to what he answers. Mishloim Kurma Bagma. There's a swamp next to the thing. There's no vegetables left in the field over there. Go get the vegetables. What's the problem? I'm going to have Seder. Make sure you go take vegetables. There's no vegetables in this field that are finished. What's the problem? So, Kimor, that's a Mori de Kazakh. What's going on here? What is this? What does this mean? It's supposed to be a Chazari. So many people, again, have mistaken this Gemara, have hidden behind their Asmoda. Be'etzem, their lack of feeling for their wives and their children. And they've used this Gemara. And I'm making a disclaimer before I have the Chas V'Shalom. Don't misquote me, don't misunderstand me. This Gemara, understand this Gemara is after balance. This Gemara is talking about somebody who Be'etzem has the proper feeling for their children. They have the partial compassion for their wives. But this Gemara is telling you, yes, if you want to become a Talmud Chacham, but my Muzgar, not only Talmud Chacham, you want to become a productive person in business also, anyway, also true. But we're talking about Talmud Chacham. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham, you have to be able to use the Midah of Achzoris. You have to be able to use the Midah of Achzoris. Why? This is the word. Because your children and your wife are emotional creatures. And there are many times when the right thing to you is, you're talking about Seder, I'm not talking about extra hours. Sometimes but some people are extra hours. It's also Seder. You have a Seder. And if you succumb to their every whim in their way, you're never going to be in Seder with consistency. And you're not going to be able to become a big person. I always say over, how many times I've heard from my wife, Baruch Hashem, I'm Zoyche, that my wife allows me, I don't have to carry a cell phone. So my wife's chus. I don't have to carry a cell phone, she doesn't call, force me to carry a cell phone. So Baruch Hashem, it's a big chus. But many times over the history of our marriage, she told me, Mayor, if you would have had a phone on you, I would have called you home in a second. Many times ever, if you would have had a phone in you, and had a phone, what I went through today, I would have called you home in a second. And then, she fears us every time, except it could be one time, not. I think every single time she says, but the mindset, at the end of the day, I was so happy to have a phone. I was so happy to have a phone. I was so happy to have a phone. It was better for you to have a phone. Why? What'd she say? She's saying that she realizes herself, yeah, when you're caught in a matzav of, you know, disarray, and you're caught in a matzav of everything's going crazy, so, yeah, your emotions scream out, and right then, you're cool. Are you going to start making a cheshbon? Is it really the right thing that it should come out? And the Seder, is it more important even for our mishpacha? Maybe the cheshbon of Torah is more chashuv for what's going on right now. She's not thinking about anything. She's just thinking, I need. That's what she's thinking right in that second. So she also given to her own emotions and called up right there. But at 2 hours, 3 hours later, when things worked out, she was fine. She's on her back. But she's big enough to realize that. That's what the Gemara is saying. You have to be achzori. You have to be achzori. Achzori pirush means. And it only could be someone who has balance, because someone without balance, he's going to take this and take over. He's going to start flexing the Achzori muscle, and he's going to be an Achzori even when it shouldn't be done. But you need to have the ability to rise higher than the pull. But listen, don't right away. So we have this Gemara in your pocket. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara beforehand says two other pshatim in the Pasuk of Shchoyres Kairiv. And Lir and Lir's Daiti, a lot of times on Goda, that's why it's one Shorish. The Gemara says, what does Shchoyres Kairiv mean? B'mi atamoitzon? The first shot. Who is Shchoyres Kairiv? Someone who comes every day early and every day late to the Beis Medrash. He's there day in and day out. How many people could tell me that they came to Seder at the same time the entire winter's month? How many people? How many people in this room could tell me they came to first Seder, the second Seder, the same day? How many people could tell me that they daven in the same minyan Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv the entire winter's month? I don't think too many people. That's someone who's Mashkim, who Ma'ariv alayim the Beis Medrash. Rav Amar, the Misha Mashchir Ponov Aleim Kairiv. Rabbi says the Pasuk Shchoyres Kairiv is talking about somebody who makes himself schwarz, black over Torah. Mashor means it's somebody who's Ma'ane Ol Atzmi Olev. Pirush, the Sugya we spoke about a month and a half ago. It's somebody who gives up on his own comforts in order to learn. Nir Madvorim, Like we said, it's the same exact sugya. A rachamon cannot disassociate himself with feelings, with regeshims. He can't disassociate the feelings of other people, and he can't also with his own. Kinir, it says in the Gemara, Kinir, to get out of bed is a hard thing for every human being. For Chaim Kanievsky and Rosh Arieli also, it's hard. Especially when you go to sleep 3 o'clock in the morning after chasana last night. It's hard. No one is easy. If you're a rachamon, if you're midas a rachamim and midas a chesed, there's a more ridiculous Gemara. The same way you mischasen everybody, so your view in life is everything is about being good, nice, and this. The musik of harsh, even on yourself, like, what do you mean? Who cares? You got to sleep 3 o'clock. Seder, chakras to chakras. That's not in your lexicon. Be normal, be nice, be light. You know, person to get up after you just had 4 hours of sleep, that's very hard. You need a certain harshness. You need what's called achzor is. You need gvura. Maybe that's the better word. You need gvura. To be a mashkir mumariv valeim lebeis medrash, and to be mashkir upon a valeim ka'oriv, you need gvura. I speak about this so many times. It's a bit of a push it. Any big person, you look around on the people, they have this thing that they never miss. They never miss. Of course they miss every once in a while, but they might never miss. Where does it come from? The nicest people that were, the most giving, the most kind people, but they're there day in and day out. The answer is they have a midas agvura. They worked on it. It's a separate thing from midas achesed. And midas achesed, midas rachmanis gets in the way with this. They concentrate on the emes. They say, if I have responsibility to be in Seder at this time, if I have responsibility to be in davening at this time, if I have responsibility not to talk Lashon Hara, if I have responsibility not to look here and here and here, this is going to be something that's going to become Kodesh Kadosh by me. I'm going to protect it with everything, even with Achzorius. Even if that means I'm going to have to shut out right now and think about my feelings in my own body, think about the feelings of my, either in the case of Mashka and Mashka sleeping in bed, it's Atzlus, the goof wants to rest. In the case of Mana, I need a cigarette, I need this. No, I disassociate. So what does that mean? You don't care about your body? Of course you care about that. That's balance. You also worked on the midah of Rechmanis on yourself, on realizing being with yourself. But you have to balance. You have to have both. That's what this Gemara is saying. This Gemara is saying, and Kaniri can only use the third Lashon of the Gemara, Achzori Abona of Kebebe Esa, if you're Achzori on yourself. If you're Achzori on yourself, then the same way, and it's not different. Your kid is not going to be different than yourself. He's yourself. Your wife and your kids are also yourself. If you would be Achzori on yourself, you could be Achzori on your wife and kids. Kaniri, that's after you give them also, and they know you give them. And then they'll be able to take the times and they'll realize you're not being achzori because you don't care about them. You're being achzori because you're standing on the truth. And at the end of the day, they'll also realize the truth is the truth and they'll appreciate the truth. And they'll realize you're being a bigger person because you want the family to be bigger and you want to have hashpa on the family. Many people don't understand the G'dayli Oyun. They look at them and they misunderstand, they misconstrue many, many, many actions because of this. They don't understand this tomorrow. They say, oh, this is the way to act. It's cold. This is the way to act. They were people who stood in the MS. They knew how to do chesed, and they knew how to do rachamonis together with gevura. This is the sugi that we're talking about. Coming back to our issue, this is the nakuda. The ability to stand on what you're supposed to be doing. You have to stand, and you want to be emistic. Most of the times when a person is together with other people and stands and he wants to be, quote-unquote, tzaddik, he might cause discomfort to other people. And the midas achesed and the midas harachmim, but it's a perversion of the emes. It's perverting the emes. It's contorting the emes. You have to access the midas avura. But you better make sure you're only accessing the midas avura. Don't let yourself get soft in midas avura. If you become a person who it gets totally numb to chesed and rachmim, then it's a pachad the other way. Avada, we have to have chesed and rachmim. But midas avura, this is what stands. You're able to say, you're able to be there when a lady acts a little bit too comfortable to you. You're able to act. Pasha uncourteous, yeah. You miss Alan from the person. That's the toiv. It's the better for her and it's better for you. It's the best thing. You need to be able to be achzori. You need to be able to have a gvura. This is the mizug. This is the namtoka of Nisarachim. And this is Ashlama that we spoke about. A person who is mishubid to midas achesed, midas harachim, he's not going to have the gvura to extend himself. The gvura, the harshness that causes, it's a harshness l'zman. That's what I'm trying to explain. It's not that I'm harsh peshita. It's a harshness l'zman. It's l'man to get to a matara. I'm goal-oriented. I need to get there. On the way, I can ignore everything. People get scared when they say the word of ignoring emotions, ignoring. We're not saying ignoring be'etzem. You don't ignore emotions be'etzem. You know the emotions. But for a certain time, the emotions right now are acting up. They're acting up. They're getting in the way of, they're contorting the emes. You, we'll call it flex the muscle of ignoring. You flex the muscle of exorius. That's gvura. That's gvura. And that's the shlemus of any Adam Gadol. It's the shlemus of any Talmud Chacham. It's the shlemus be'etzem of the biggest Baal Chesed. The biggest Baal Chesed called Avraham Avinu. Ati yadati ki yorele ki mato. He was only a Baal Chesed when he was mazikit with me. There's a gvura. This is the shlemus of Chesed that takes away the imbalance of being mavater on the emes. It's chesed together with gvura. Does the emes the shlemus. Thank you.